Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my first episode back from my year-long break. So today we're actually going to be talking about the Nostradamus predictions. So if you guys don't remember, I did this 2 years ago for 2021, where I talked about Nostradamus, who is this really old French dude who basically wrote this big book and wrote all these predictions that he thought would happen in the future. And he's been known for predicting, like, Hitler, the COVID-19 pandemic, and, like, 9/11, the Twin Towers falling. So, this year is supposed to be pretty important, according to Nostradamus. Okay, so here are a couple of his predictions. The first one is World War III. Okay, so what he means by this in World War III is he said 7 months, the Great War, people dead of evil doing. 7 months, okay? So he's worried about a big, larger conflict, and it could stem from a couple things, right? The Middle East is really on edge right now. So is China and Taiwan, which could end up bringing the U.S. into a devastating nuclear war. And also the main one, right, the Russia and Ukraine war between them, if that gets out of hand, it's been pretty much back and forth the past little while. Ukraine pushed Russia back and there hasn't been any major gains since then, but if somehow Russia attacks again, or if another country gets involved, it could be a major factor. He also predicts that a celestial fire on the royal edifice. Okay, so many people have taken this to mean that an edifice is basically like a building, and it could also mean like a system of beliefs. A celestial fire on the royal edifice. So it could mean like literally like a meteor coming down from the sky and hitting like the Buckingham Palace, because that's a royal edifice, or maybe some other royal edifice, royal building, or it could be like something on the royal family. Queen Elizabeth died last year. Maybe it was suggesting that. So that could be that. He also suggested one of the biggest things he talked about was another thing he talked about is he thought that we would land on Mars. Okay, so he said, I don't know what exactly he said, but he said that a light would fall on Mars. So it could mean that humans do visit Mars by 2023. I've talked about Elon Musk before in one of my past episodes, if you guys want to go check out that one. But Elon Musk, with SpaceX, said that he would be to the Mars by 2029. But apparently Nostradamus thinks it's a couple years earlier. He also thinks that a couple other things will happen too, along with those things. He predicted, okay, listen to this, okay, this is crazy, but the reasoning behind it kind of makes sense, okay? So he predicted that humans would be cannibals. Okay, that sounds crazy, right? But what he said was, he said that no abbots, monks, no novices to learn. Honey shall cost far more than candle wax. So basically food is rising in price, which it is. So inflation is going crazy right now. And then he also said, so high will the bushel of wheat rise, so high will the price of like food rise, that man will be eating his fellow man. So people will not have enough money to buy food, they'll start eating other people. Really gruesome. But that's what he said would happen. Okay? And then, after all that crazy stuff, right? He's mentioned all this stuff. He mentions a lot of different things too, that could, a lot of like more like broad things, right? Stuff that's already going on. Basically, like he wrote this: for 40 years the rainbow will not be seen. For 40 years it'll be seen every day. The dry earth will grow more parched, and there will be great floods when it is seen. So, it's kind of a warning to the worsening climate crisis, right? The dry earth will grow more parched, and there will be great floods when it is seen, right? All that climate stuff, the global warming type thing, and then there are also like rising waters right now too, because of the icebergs, because the all the heat, because our planet's warming up, the icebergs are melting, and that's rising the water level. And so that could lead to floods. And he also, and then along with that, right, he predicts that, like, inflation will rise more, economic disasters. So it's really interesting seeing his thoughts on this thing. And the thing with the Great War for 7 years, I mean 7 months, one more thing about that. He did predict that, like, a terrible person, right, who he called the Antichrist, right? He's basically, like, this evil person who, if you're religious, right, you probably know who Jesus Christ is. The Antichrist is basically like a religious bad person, right? He's a person who'll come to the world and like kind of spread lies and hate and bring about destruction, which some people do kind of lead to be Vladimir Putin right now with the Russia and Ukraine war. And there are also some other people right now that people are also pointing at, saying that they could be the person that rises to power. So, those are his predictions. I'm not telling you to believe any of them, right? A lot of them are crazy. A lot of the stuff I talked about 2 years ago, that's all crazy. But it's interesting to hear what he has to say, because once in a while, one of these predictions will get right on point, right? And it will be weird when it happens, because a lot of people don't trust this guy, but then he'll get a single event right, and people will be like, wow, that's crazy. And he has a couple events under his belt right now that he can use to back him up that he's a trustworthy source of predictions. But anyway, thank you all for listening today, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your guys' day. Please follow if you can on like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify podcasts, right? Anything like that. Subscribe, follow, and then post a comment about what you guys want to hear next, and leave a 5-star review. Thank you, and bye.